In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We bless you, Lord. We bless you for your goodness poured forth upon the earth. We bless you for your great love. We ask St. Lawrence, Lord, we work with God through the intercession of St. Lawrence to help us in every way that we need. Help us to be diligent in serving God, even above our own selves. All right, time for the shortened divine office. Again, I found that standing makes this much more comfortable and happier for me. So I'm going to stand. Today would have been the feast of St. Lawrence, the ancient deacon of the Roman Church, who's famous for this story about how he replaced, or he substituted the poor with all the treasures and surprised everyone. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O God, who is justice, and God, you, the God who is justice and truth, does not judge by appearances. Psalm 75 is our prayer. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks and call upon your name. We recount your wonderful deeds. When I reach the appointed time, then I will judge with justice. God, who is justice and truth, does not judge by appearances. Through the earth and all who dwell in it may rock. It is I who uphold its pillars. To the boastful I say, do not boast. To the wicked, do not flaunt your strength. Do not flaunt your strength on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. God, who is justice and truth, does not judge by appearances. For neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert or mountains, comes justice, but God himself is the judge. One he humbles, another he exalts. God, who is justice and truth, does not judge by appearances. The Lord holds a cup in his hand, full of wine, foaming and spiced. He pours it, they drink it to the dregs, and all the wicked on the earth must drain it. God, who is justice and truth, does not judge by appearances. As for me, I will rejoice forever and sing psalms to Jacob's God. He shall break the power of the wicked, while the strength of the just shall be exalted. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, by the passion of your Son, you proclaimed the final judgment of the world. When you raised Christ upon the cross, you deposed the Prince of Darkness. Strike the pride that rules in our hearts and raise us up to the glory of the resurrection. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, who is justice and truth, does not judge by appearances. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God in his loving fatherly goodness. Blessed be God forever. Let's see what we have as far as this Sunday of ordinary time. The readings. The reading from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 11. God is always merciful. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the further they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. He shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be his king. The sword shall begin with his cities and end by consuming his solitudes. And because they refused to repent, their own counsel shall devour them. His people are in suspense about returning to him. And God, though in unison they cry out to him, shall not raise them up. How could I give you up, O Ephraim, or deliver you up, O Israel? How could I treat you as Adima, or make you like Zebulun? My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. They shall follow the Lord, who roars like a lion. When he roars, his sons shall come frightened from the west. Out of Egypt they shall come trembling like sparrows, from the land of Assyria like doves, and I will resettle them in their homes, says the Lord. Responsory prayer. My heart recoils within me. My whole being trembles with compassion. I will not give vent to my fierce anger, for I am God, not man. I loved you with an everlasting love. In mercy I drew you to myself. I will not give vent to my fierce anger, for I am God, not man. And before our second reading from the tradition of the church, I want to take an opportunity to say the unity prayer with you and also to read those readings from the Mass today, because I think that they're important, especially on Sundays, that we look at those. All right. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us, whom you had summoned. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm that we prayed in Mass is, blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. So this Sunday's psalm is actually one of my favorites. Psalm 33. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Bless the people he has chosen to be his own. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you. Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. We'll do the longer version, but the caption is, Abraham looked forward to the city whose architect and maker is God. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile, for he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared a city for them. He has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who has received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day that your Lord will come. Alleluia, alleluia. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the longer version. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them, as should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way. Blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, this master will put the servant in charge of all his property. And if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, then the master's servant will come on an unexpected day and at an unexpected hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating will be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In place of a homily, I'm going to read that reading from St. Catherine of Siena's Reflections. And we're going to read that in place of our homily, the one that was part of our tradition of the Church. It's called The Bonds of Love, or that's the caption the Church has given. It's from a dialogue on divine providence by St. Catherine of Siena. "My sweet Lord, look with mercy upon your people and especially upon the mystical body of your Church. Greater glory is given to your name for pardoning a multitude of your creatures than if I alone were pardoned for my great sins against your majesty. It would be no consolation for me to enjoy your life if your holy people stood in death, for I see that sin darkens the life of your bride, the Church, my sin and the sins of others. It is a special grace I ask for, this pardon for the creatures you have made in your image and likeness. When you created man, you were moved by love to make him in your own image. Surely only love could so dignify your creatures. But I know very well that man lost the dignity you gave him. He deserved to lose it since he had committed sin. Moved by love and wishing to reconcile the human race to yourself, you gave us your only begotten Son. He became our mediator and our justice by taking on all our injustice and sin out of obedience to your will. Eternal Father, just as you will that he take on our human nature, what an immeasurably profound love. Your Son went down from the heights of his divinity to the depths of our humanity. Can anyone's heart remain closed and hardened after this? We image your divinity, but you image our humanity in that union of the two, which you have worked in a man. You have veiled the Godhead in the cloud, in the clay of our humanity. Only your love could so dignify the flesh of Adam. And by reason of this immeasurable love, I beg, with all the strength of my soul, that you freely extend your mercy to all your lowly creatures. Responsory prayer. I will sing of kindness and justice. I will sing to you, O Lord. I will persevere in the way that is blameless. When will you come to me? I will walk with purity of heart within my house. I will persevere in the way that is blameless. That's the responsory prayer that I just sang. And now we can go on and see if we have any intercessions for this beautiful week in this 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Yep, I love that about Magnificat. It has all these wonderful intercessions completely filled out for you, on Sundays at least. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord is our help and our shield. Filled with confidence, we turn to the Father with our petitions. For the protection and strengthening of the Church, wherever she is persecuted, and that the peace of Christ may bring an end to all violent conflict in the world. Lord, hear us. For the strengthening of marriage and family life, and for those preparing for marriage, let the Lord fill them with virtue and a love that endures all things. Lord, hear us. For all who serve our country in the armed forces, that God may bless them and keep them out of harm's way. Lord, hear us. That those who suffer may experience the redemptive meaning of suffering through friendship with Jesus Christ. Lord, hear us. For those who are unemployed, that God may keep them from discouragement and enable them to secure good jobs. Lord, hear us. For the grace to live with true Christian generosity, ready to meet our Savior when he comes. Lord, hear us. Loving Father, when those who are afflicted call out, you hear and save them from distress. Please be close to us in our need. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Also, we want to say the Creed. Since this is a Sunday, we might as well say the Creed. I forgot about that part. Let us profess our faith in the Niceo-Constantinopolitan Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate in the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's turn to our Father and pray for the Pope's monthly intentions, which are for peace in the world, for us to learn at all the different levels, international, national, social, familial, city, whatever levels and organization we're dealing with, how to coexist in peace. So not just for international peace, but for other types of peace too. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us pray the chaplet of divine mercy for each other, and for all those who have asked us urgently for prayers. And then we'll have the plenary indulgence blessing that we can all, that we've earned through our prayer time, if you want to put it that way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, save us. Father, I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great rest of your night, everyone. Happy Sunday.